Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye, bye. Well, good morning. It's 7:13, Brock. Hunter.
What's up?
Good morning.
Get eights.
Look good. Feeling good in the neighborhood.
All right, let's get to it. Your morning dump. That's what we got.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7877. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Go ahead.
Pump it. Yeah, do it. This is a big day for toy makers everywhere, and especially if you're Hunter, because I know you played with them all the time. It's National Barbie Day. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
My sister's had a bunch of them.
Obviously, one of the biggest toys, maybe most recognizable toys.
If only we would have left them in the package.
Yeah. You don't know it at that time.
I know. But.
So in 1959 is when it was introduced at this big toy show, I believe, in Chicago. Here's the thing. Is that my mom had a big, like, old suitcase full of her old Barbies. And I remember playing with them a little bit when we were younger. But it always felt weird. I don't know. At least for
me. Here's the thing. I'm calling the Barbies up. So us guys playing with toys and whatnot. All the toys we had, it was like superheroes. There was something to that person.
Yeah.
You know, that was cool. You know, they had a helmet or they had some, you know, it's a G.I. Joe. He's in the army, whatever. A Barbie is, it's just a person.
This is boring is what you're saying?
It's just a woman.
Well, you had to add all the accessories, like the convertible and the Barbie dream house.
Like us guys, we didn't have like, you know, it's a dude. It's just a guy. You know, and you put clothes on him.
You have the Ken doll. You know, which was actually modeled after Hunter's
girls.
Body.
They had to have, you know, it's not like I had a Ken doll and we met up with the girls so I could, you know.
Did you hear what I said? I made a funny joke. Say? I said it was the Ken doll, which was modeled after Hunter's body.
Oh, geez. Damn right. Except the bottom half. Shut up.
Built like a Ken doll. Yeah, I don't think it was always. And two, we were still at that stage where if you were ever caught as a young boy playing with a Barbie, oh, my God, you'd never hear the end of it. But I don't know. We did every once in a while.
See, here's the thing, though. I would always, like, go get a Barbie and, like, it'd be like the Princess Peach of the Ninja Turtles. You'd have to, like, save the Barbie or something.
Yeah, yeah. Look, G.I. Joe needed some lady to come home to after fighting the bad guys, all right? You know what I mean? So. And then you'd pretend kiss him like.
I just never understood that though. It's just a person.
Yeah.
At least like have the Barbie have like some kind of a superpower, or you know you can't just give her a Jeep.
Yeah. What is that? What is that kind of for the little girls out there? Like the only redeeming quality Barbie has is she's got nice clothes and a Jeep, like the Barbie Jeep.
Well, I got a pizza van. That's what I got.
I got a pizza van that shoots. That shoots pizzas. It's fantastic. What do you got, Barbie? I'll ride in your pizza van, yeah. I'll ride in it. It'll be fun. Pizza van. Ooh, you got pizza in there?
Anyway, hey, they latched on, though, and they're worth some money now.
Oh, dude, if you got some of the old ones, man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. I'm sure all the ones that my mom had are not worth anything because, you know,
the arms are ripped off of them.
Tie fireworks to it. You know, bottle rock is like, hey, Barbie's going to space. Hey, actually, speaking of going to space, segue, while you may not be able to afford a trip into space on board a billionaire's penis rocket, you can still go to space, or at least your name can. NASA is launching its Artemis 1 mission around the moon later this year, and they said, quote, we want to take you with us. The space agency is offering a unique opportunity for space fans. Just register on the Artemis 1 website for your boarding pass, and your name will be included on a flash drive that will orbit the moon on the Orion capsule. After you sign up, you'll get a boarding pass containing your name and QR code that will let you join virtual launches. You'll also receive 1.3 million frequent flyer miles, which is nice. So, you know, that's good. Yeah.
You're going to need that if you're going into space.
This is cool. Obviously, you know, you're not going to feel like an astronaut, but it's cool that they're doing this. Get kids excited about it.
You can log in and kind of like virtually experience it?
No, you can be part of the launch. So on there. So like you can see the launch and everything like that.
That sounds like a money grab to me.
It's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can do it.
You and I can do it. We can do it for the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, so that's cool. Then yeah. We should. If it's free, then yeah.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. So I think that's cool. Yeah, if they were charged like, oh, it's $10, I'd be like, all right, come on now. Which, honestly, we should be funding NASA a lot more anyways. The fact that we have billionaires building their own rockets and NASA's like, guys, we got the same rockets that we used in the 70s. Just give us something, you know? But, yeah. I'm not ready for space yet. I'm not ready. I know we talk about this and then the futures now and everything, but I don't know what it's going to take for me to be completely comfortable just stepping onto that spacecraft.
Yeah, there's a little uncomfortable. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. Here's the thing, though. It's like, and I'm probably way off on this, guy, so don't take my opinion for
no one usually
for
does.
What it is.
Don't worry.
But beyond, well, the actual launch has got to be badass, right?
Yeah.
You get to feel the power of those rockets. That's got to be one of the best parts of the experience.
And that's a roller coaster on steroids, yeah.
You get into orbit. I mean, seeing the Earth outside of the atmosphere has got to be pretty awesome. But after a good hour of just staring at the Earth,
you're kind of like, all right.
Everything's black.
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, if space travel in our lifetime ever becomes like a common thing, and what by common I mean, like, okay, yeah, we'll get you up for fast travel. You know, we get you up and then over. I don't know. I don't know.
There is something about. I've heard astronauts say that once you see Earth in that perspective for the first time, it does something to you.
Well, the thing we live on that's so massive, and then you see it as this thing just
as a whole
floating in space. I guess. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, man.
I'm just saying, it's like you see it on TV, but once you see it in real life,
yeah,
it's
for
just,
sure.
It's like, what?
You can look at pictures. How about we take every flat earther and put them on a a spaceship? All right, we're going to send you up there. Nope, this is fake. They're projecting it through the screens on the spaceship. This is fake.
We don't have enough fuel to get back.
Oh, no, you're just floating around. Oh.
Hey, you get extra time to... To stare at that rounder.
You headed just out into the dark, empty void of space. Oh, no. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.